So say the name Andy Summers, and most will think immediately of The Police, one of the most successful groups in rock history. During his tenure with that group, Andy Summers rose to prominence as probably one of the greatest guitarists in rock and ultimately helped define a lot of the sound of the guitar during that time. It was imitated by countless guitarists. After The Police disbanded, Andy Summers embarked on a multi-decade career of putting the guitar first with a series of mostly instrumental albums, a lot of them highly acclaimed ventures into solidly jazz territory. Suddenly, though, Andy is back on the rock side of things with a new project called Circa Zero, along with singer and multi-instrumentalist Rob Giles, and we're really excited to have them both on the phone with us today. Andy and Rob, hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us. So, Andy, First of all, it seems that you've been so at home painting in a jazzier palette for so many years. What is it that inspired you to come back to working with a vocalist and thinking more in a rock vein?
I don't know. You know, sometimes, you know, you go through a long period. It sort of felt like time for a change is a possibility, I suppose, that, you know, going through that whole Police tour and sort of re-embracing the rock scene and the warmth of the rock scene, as it were, pulled me back into it. I was also working with another singer in Brazil. I was writing a lot of songs for her, and I just kind of got into a whole songwriting and really rock period for about a year, and the culmination of which was, of course, and the icing on the cake was meeting Rob. You know, I felt like I'd prepared myself for a year to meet Rob.
Really?
And then the chemistry hit, and off we went, you know?
So how long had it been since you'd played with Sting and Stewart when that tour was it like 2008,
well,
I guess?
Well, yeah, this odd thing, it could have been 20 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I think, you know, if I think back about it, you know, there were some appearances here and there, like one-off things, like, for instance, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I think we made a couple of other things as well. It wasn't like we didn't see it. Stewart lives in L.A., as I do, and see him from time to time. So, and I'd done stuff with Stewart. I don't know if I'd done anything with Sting, but yeah, it wasn't like, you know, like a 20-year absolute absence. So, and the year leading up to that tour, I obviously saw Sting many times, which kind of pulled it all together. But it was great to do it.
And how did you and Rob first come together? What was the meeting?
Yeah, a friend of mine was managing the great band that Rob was in, which I became a fan of, called The Rescues.
Mm-hmm.
They were wonderful. That's where I met Rob, you know, really at a couple of gigs they were doing in Los Angeles. And, you know, it sort of came at this end of this period where I'd been writing so much in the studio. And, of course, I heard Rob and his incredible singing. And I thought, God, man, I wonder if that guy would come down and try out some stuff with me, because that's what I'm looking for. He did come down, and, you know, the rest is history, and we're hoping the world discovers it.
Yeah. Rob, what is it like to hear Andy Summers saying these things about you?
I am a big Andy fan and a huge Police fan, and it feels great, you know? But, you know, over time, Andy and I also became collaborators and friends with a shared mission and a shared aesthetic, and It's both. It's both thrilling, but at the same time, I got lost in the whole, like, oh, my ego is so honored by Andy's opinion. Well, we couldn't really do any work.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to, like, that's nice, and it's really cool, and I'm honored and grateful. But anyway, let's get busy.
Yeah, you'd have to sort of get on with it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What was it about Rob Andy that made him the right guy to work with?
Well, you know, obviously he's a gifted singer, but apart from that, he's a complete musician. You know, I think there's two responses. First, you sit with somebody, and there's a sort of instinctual and kind of emotional response to the way the other person makes music. And then as a musician yourself, you start to go, okay, his time is great. I like the way he holds the time there. Like, the phrasing's great. Mm-hmm. Seems to know his way around the instrument. Vocals are fantastic. You know, you're starting to like, you know what? It's all there. The whole package.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. This is all, you know, and then on the more instinctual level, you're just feeling a sort of chemistry flow. And it's a rare thing. You don't get that with many people.
Yeah.
You know.
We're talking
about something I always look for in drummers, actually. Like, am I going to really connect with the way this drummer plays? You know, because to me, the drummer's the most important. You know, we have a great drummer now, and I immediately connected with him. So, yeah, it's partly that. It's part analysis and part, you know, chemical and emotional response to someone else's efforts.
We're talking with Andy Summers as well as Rob Giles, the two of them forming this new project together, Circa Zero. And the new record is called Circus Hero. Which came first, the words Circus Hero or the name of the band Circa Zero?
Actually, what happened was I was in New York about a year before the record came out, and we already were playing Say Goodnight. And I played it on a breakfast show in New York. And the guy announced the track, Say Goodnight, is from a band called Circus Hero. No!
No!
I came back and told Rob, we were just kind of laughing about it. I said, man, you know, so what we should, let's just go with it. Let's just call it, you know, Circus Hero by Circus Hero.
What was the process of creating the material? Did you have a lot of stuff that was already in demos and whatnot, Andy, or did you create a lot of this together?
Yeah, I had a whole album's worth, some of which was really very good. But, you know, I suppose my first thought was, oh, I've got to get this guy to sing all these songs. It'll all be so much better. But the more honest and the real thing that actually happened was we just, well, you know, let's just see what we can come up with ourselves. And that way, you know, we discovered or wrote all this material, which ended up being much more the real thing to me because it's Rob singing it, his instincts, my instincts reacting to him. And it's like we found the voice between us.
Mm-hmm. I guess what's kind of fascinating to me is that, you know, you had the Police reunion tour, which was like 6 years ago now. Sting, to pick one example, he's doing the tour with Paul Simon right now. I mean, for all the myriad of considerable accomplishments, both of those gentlemen, I mean, there is a bit of a nostalgia component to what that whole enterprise is. I mean, at least from a sort of promotional point of view. But you are all about making new music. What's it like to be, admittedly, a veteran of multiple eras, you know, of rock music, but starting a new band in your 70s?
I really like it, actually. I don't really want to go out and trade on old work. You know, as a creative person, as a musician, I want to move forward. To me, one of the great thrills about what Rob and I are doing, this is all brand new music, which I think is great. You know, we've got great songs here. I don't want to go, you know, write a bunch of mediocre songs and then go out and try and sell them by trading on the Police or something. I have no interest in that at all. I'd rather not do it. This is exciting and worth staying on course for because, you know, what we did between us is the real deal. And that's much more exciting to me.
So are you guys going to be doing a lot of shows? What is the immediate plan for Circa Zero?
We're going to announce a few smaller shows coming up here in the spring. And then hopefully we'll announce... we have a few things cooking up, but it's just a bit too soon to announce it. Mm-hmm. We're also writing and recording constantly and lots of things in the pipeline. But I think right now, as Andy was saying, like we really believe in this record. I mean, we've both done a lot of music and we could, you know, we don't have to do this. I think we both love the music. My child. And we both love the music and that's, you know, we want to go promote it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good to do.
So, Andy, you're ready to jump back into this cycle again of the shows and promotion and albums and all this stuff that goes along with
being the band? Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we did a show last night, Rob and I, at the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles, where we did a lot, about an hour's interview with a great interviewer, and then we played five songs acoustic, and we're actually going to do it again tonight in Redondo Beach with Adam Carolla. Even on that level, you know, it's so much fun to get in front of an audience and do these songs, you know, so... Of course, we've got an actual band with a killer drummer, so that's what we're really looking forward to. No, the thrill has never left for me to be a musician on stage in that moment, playing like that to an audience. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
It is an absolute pleasure to chat with you, and thank you so much for being with us today, and best of luck to Rob and your adventures in parenthood.
Thanks.
That's Rob Giles and family that we're hearing there, as well as Andy Summers with us online here this morning. The band is called Circa Zero, and the album is Circus Hero. I'm going to dip into the record here. This is actually the one that kind of hit me, although it might not be the one that that has the official video, but this is the one that really just knocked me over the head, and it's called The Story Ends Here. All right, thanks, gentlemen. Best of luck, and as I say, a great pleasure to chat with you. Take care. Andy Summers, Rob Giles, Circa Zero is what they are called, and it's on 89.3 The Current.